Fresh manna fell to the ground as a gift from God while the Israelites were in the wilderness. This is what they ate for 40 years. It was fresh from the ovens of heaven, baked by the master baker himself. How the Israelites must have anticipated the taste and the smell of each morning's delivery. Just like the Israelites, you too can now experience the taste and the smell of fresh manna. Today, you'll be listening to Moise Retsera, pastor of the Kalamazoo Filipino Company and Kalamazoo Seventh-day Adventist Churches. Now, here's Pastor Mo.
Let's have a word of prayer, and then we'll dive into the Word of God together. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do. Thank you for your love and for your care. Here we are gathered today in the first Sabbath of the year. And Lord, we invite your presence to be with us. In Jesus' name, amen. We believe that you're here not by coincidence, but God has called you for such a time as this. When we began the year 2023, this year for many people maybe started with a lot of festivities, a time of rejoicing. In many parts of the world, the new year is more important than Christmas. But this year, for many people as well, when the year started, it started not as we intended it to be. Maybe for many, it started in a very unpredictable manner, with some joy, but also with sorrow, with distress, and maybe some difficulties. Quite a few of our members this Sabbath are sick, for example. We also ought to remember Elder Dan Birch, who fell this week and is in a lot of pain. Life can change in just a moment. I remember yesterday going through the store, and Pastor might have an addiction, and it's called oatmeal. I've been eating the same breakfast for the last 4 years. And I remember I usually go to Meijer, but this time we went to Wally World, Walmart. And looking for the oatmeal box, and I could not recognize the oatmeal box, because on there in the oatmeal box, it was the design where it was, you know, I call him Father Quake. He had next to his normal design, it had NFL on there. And I almost did not recognize it. But this week in the NFL, something pretty tremendous happened. It reminded me of it. They were having a normal game in the NFL this week. I believe the Buffalo Bills versus the Bengals. Correct me if I'm wrong. But in the course of that game, it was a very intense game. And they tell me, according to what I read, the NFL is about to enter what they might call their playoff season, where soon they'll decide who's going to be going for the Super Bowl. And as they were having this game, a young fellow, very healthy and strong, bumped into another fellow, and he went into cardiac arrest. Just like that, all the players that were watching the game stopped as this man collapsed for about 10 minutes, and he had to be revived twice. Strong and healthy, it was so intense in the course of that NFL game that they stopped the game. They tell me they stopped the game after an hour. I wish they had stopped it right then and there, because the man had literally died twice and revived him. Just like that, life can change. Just like that. As a matter of fact, many of our hymns today are from people who have experienced life just changing like that. You might know the story of a man by the name, and I want to say his name right, but he was a man by the name of Horatio, who was a businessman in the 1870s. He had a thriving business, but he lost a lot of his fortune in the Great Chicago Fire of 1871. In that fire, that he lost a lot of his business, but Around the same time, he also lost his 4-year-old son due to scarlet fever. Overwhelmed with everything that was going on in his life, he told his wife that, "Why don't we go on a beautiful vacation in Europe?" And there he sent his daughters with his wife on a boat to England. But unfortunately, as they engaged in that boat, as they were in that boat suffered a terrible collision and sunk. 200 people that had lost their lives in that boat, including all of 4 of Horacio's daughters. His wife was the only one that survived. And when his wife arrived in Europe, in England, she sent a telegram to her husband. She said, "Saved alone, what shall I do?" Horacio immediately set sail for England, and as he arrived close to the spot where his daughters had perished, the captain of the boat, knowing what had happened to Horacio, called him to look at the scene where his daughters laid in the bottom of the sea. In the midst of all the feelings that he felt at that time, he wrote these words. He said, "When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows rolls, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well. It is well with my soul." 2023, we don't know what will happen. Indeed, there will be times of great joy, but we might also face some of our greatest tragedies. But the sermon today is not doom and gloom. It is how we can join Horacio with whatever we might face this year and end up the year always saying, "It is well with my soul." In order to have that experience, that type of peace in this year of 2023, there are 3 principles from the Word of God that we can practice every day so that whatever comes our way, we will be able to say, "With you, Lord, it is well with my soul." Let us dive into the Word of God and see what God has for us today. First, let's go to Psalm 118. 3 principles today for facing the year 2023. With Jesus. Psalm 118 and verse 8. If you're there, if you could say, "Good amen." Oh, my friends, that was only half of you. If you're there, Psalm 118, verse 8, just say an amen so that I know when to read. Praise the Lord. By the way, aren't we grateful today for having the Word of God? That is a whole different sermon for another time. Psalm 118, verse 8, the Bible says it this way. It says, "It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in" what, my friends? In man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in who? In princes. The number one principle when we're facing this new year, even more important than making New Year's resolution, maybe this can be your first one, is make it a point to learn to trust in the Lord. To trust in the Lord. In one of her books, Ellen White, In My Faith for Today, or My Daily Living, you could find it there as well, page 10. She writes these words. She says, "You must learn the simple art of taking God at His word. Then you will have solid ground beneath your feet." Today, in our world today, we struggle a lot with trusting, don't we? As a matter of fact, we look at life and it's hard to trust sometimes. Especially if you have a lot of life experiences, you will soon realize that trusting in men can be very dangerous business. Men might say one thing, but it might not happen. And man does not know the future. We don't know the future. But there's somebody who does. And who is that, my friends? That is Jesus. If we learn to take God at His word, life will become more simple. All it takes is for us to say, I am willing to trust God. You might be at this point and say, yeah, I do trust God. But do you really trust God? Are you willing to trust God with your life partner? Are you willing to trust God with the type of job or education you will receive? You see, the thing is that when we trust God, we must completely trust God. Because whenever God says in His Word, He will do. And when you trust God, He will always honor and He will always give you the best. You see, when you learn to trust God, even with your spouse or even with your life choices, God will make sure that you'll be taken care of. The Bible says this. Go with me to Matthew chapter 6 and verse 24. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 24. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 24. The Bible says it this way. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 24. I'll be going to verse 27. It says, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one or love the other, or else he'll be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore, verse 25, it says, therefore I say to you, do not worry about your what, my friends? About your life. What you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you'll put on. Is not life more important than food and the body more important than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? You see, the thing is that when you trust man, your life will be filled with worry. When you trust men, or maybe for some of us, we might trust too much in our education. We might trust too much in our houses or in our toys or in our cars, whatever it might be. Whenever you choose to trust something else apart from God, your life will be filled with worry. But when you choose to trust God, you know He will take care of you. Now that does not mean that we're not immune to worry or anxiety. But whenever we turn to God, we know that He will take care of it. Amen? Whatever comes our way, God will take care of it. So principle number one, learn to do what, my friends? To trust God. Another quote, because you guys are so good today. From My Faith for Today, page 9. She says, God will do great things for His people when they put their entire trust in Him. You see, sometimes we don't believe in big things or attempt big things because we're so afraid or so scared. Our experience with men has proven that maybe we're going to be let down again. But you see, when you trust God, you can dream big. You can't attempt big because God is a big God. Amen? I believe today our problem in North America, in our churches in North America, is that we think too small of God. Our goals are so small. I look at our church pews and there are lots of empty pews. My prayer for our year of 2023 is that God will fill every seat in this church. We might say, well, we've been in this church for a while. I don't know if that will happen. No. If God wants it, it will happen. We just have to trust in God and be willing to put in the work. Number one, trust God. Believe in Him. Surrender to Him. And when we do those things, He will do great things for us. Was it hard for the children of Israel to cross through the Red Sea? Could they have done it on their own? Was it hard for God? Was it hard for God to take the children of Israel into the Promised Land? Was it hard for God? What was the problem? It was unbelief. The children of God could not see how God could bring them into a land occupied by the Anakims. They could not see how God could bring them into a land where there were mighty warriors. They could not see because all that they could see was themselves and their limitations. But God promised the Promised Land. Imagine how many funerals they could have avoided. Imagine how much heartache and anxiety they could have avoided if only they had trusted in God. Amen? And when they trusted in God, He gave them the Promised Land. Let us think big of God and let us attend big of God. And let us trust God. Oh, you could tell Pastor is really excited about that. Because that is what makes the difference in our Christian experience. It is our belief in the power of God. Even in our practical life, you might be surrounded by so many temptations. You might be surrounded by things around you that are discouraging. But believe in God. He is not limited like man is. Principle number two. It is not only enough to trust in God, but we must also be willing. Go with me to Joshua chapter 1 and verse 9. Joshua chapter 1 and verse 9. Joshua chapter 1. And verse 9. The Bible says it this way. He says, "Have I not commanded you? Be afraid and be discouraged." What does the Bible say, my friends? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed. For the Lord your God is going to stop after the resurrection of Jesus Christ. What does the Bible say? I am making sure you're awake so that I know I didn't give you too much sermonic anesthesia. That what? That the Lord your God is with you wherever what? Wherever you go. We need courage today. We need boldness today. The times in which we're living in require us to stand firm for what is right. The times in which we're living in today, the contrast between good and evil is going to become more marked, more distinct, more intense. The Bible calls us today to be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid. For who is with us, my friends? The Lord God is with you. Many of us today are on the verge of giving up. Maybe on the verge of despair. Maybe are tired of fighting with a certain sin. Or maybe they're tired of all the gloom and despair. You know, Sometimes when you watch and read the news, I don't know how you can come out of that experience very positive. But what we need to do today, instead of looking at all the doom and gloom and the despair of the world, we need to take courage in Jesus Christ and say, whatever comes my way, I'm going to choose to not be afraid. I'm going to choose to be courageous, and I'm going to do what is right. Even if the heavens fall, I will stand for the right. You see, courage is not the absence of fear. You've heard that before. Courage does not mean as well that some people are more courageous than others. That's not true. You see, courage is a choice. It is a choice to take God again at His word. And that whatever comes my way, I will leave the results with God. But I will do what is right. You and I, my friends, will need a lot of courage in 2023. There are going to be things coming our way in which we're going to have to take a stand. But remember, you never stand alone when you stand for Jesus. If Jesus is by your side, you will always be a majority. Amen? So, number one principle is, what is the number one principle? Trust in God. The number two principle is this: be courageous. Be courageous. Don't be afraid. And the number three principle is this. Go with me to Isaiah chapter 26 and verse 3. Isaiah chapter 26 and verse 3. By the way, my friends, are you still with me? Praise the Lord. Isaiah chapter 26 and verse 3. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Verse 4. Trust in the Lord forever. For in Yahweh, the Lord is everlasting, what, my friends? Strength. The number three principle is this: stay the course. Keep on keeping on. Stay the course. It is easy to say, trust in the Lord. It is easy to say, take courage. But when life happens, it can hit you really hard. But my friends, from the Word of God today, Jesus says, stay the course. Those whose mind are stayed on Jesus will experience what, my friends? Verse 3, you will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you. Because he trusts in you, trust in the Lord forever. For this last clause, these couple clauses here are very important. For Yahweh the Lord is everlasting what? Strength. I don't know if you've ever gone through a tragedy in your life, but the first thing that happens is that you feel as if you have no more strength. I don't know if I'm just talking about myself, but maybe you've experienced this. And your strength feels as if it's gone. You do not know how you're going to face tomorrow. You do not know if something else piles up in your life, you think you're going to be shattered and broken. But the Bible here today tells us that in verse 4, trust in the Lord, for in Yahweh the Lord is everlasting, what, my friends? Strength. You know, when you heat your house, you need electricity or different things, some with gas. This church is run by electricity. We pay for that electricity. Well, this church, maybe we pay a lot for that electricity. It is the source that keeps things lighted. But the beauty of the strength of the Lord is that you don't have to pay for that strength. There's no shortage of that strength. You don't have to beg God for that strength. You don't have to worry if the strength of God will be gone. All you have to do is take God at His word, because the Bible says He has what, my friends? Everlasting strength. I don't know where you are today in your life, but I do know something. Jesus has strength. 2023 will be a year, I'm not a prophet, but I can tell you, full of surprises. Some will be great surprises. Some will be not so great surprises. But if you keep your eyes on Jesus, you will always have perfect peace. And when you feel that you can no longer walk, Jesus will carry you. And His strength will be your strength. There's no one who knows us like Jesus. No one who has been there for us like Jesus. And when He looks at you, He looks at His child and He says, I am here for you wherever you go. Perhaps we cannot always say that everything is well in all aspects of our lives. There will always be storms we will face, great joys we are yet to experience. And sometimes there will be tragedies. But with faith in a loving God and with trust in His divine help, we can confidently say today in our Kalamazoo Church, it is well, it will be well with our souls. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we have no fear for the future, lest we forget how You've led us in our past history. Today, as we face a new year, Lord, we know that this year, Father, if we put You first, that You will keep us in perfect peace. That if we trust in You as we face this new year, that, Lord, You will keep us. Today, Father, as we have finished our sermon, I want to make an appeal in our prayer that if there's anything that is facing us today that is causing us to be afraid, or that is a source of anxiety, or that is something that has caused us to worry, that we will place whatever that is at the foot of the cross and let go and let God do what is best, which is to save us. This we claim not because we deserve, but because You're filled with grace. So, Lord, take away our anxiety, our worry, and replace our weakness with Your strength and our brokenness with Your grace. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to Moise Ratsera, pastor of the Kalamazoo Filipino Company and Kalamazoo Seventh-day Adventist Churches. If you enjoyed his sermon, why not visit him every Saturday at 1601 Nichols Road in Kalamazoo, Michigan at 11 a.m. or a church near you listed on strongtowerradio.org. This has been a Strong Tower Radio production.